Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series about Kiki, the globe-trotting calico kitty exploring the world's diverse people, places, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families love the books and have been asking for help planning their own adventures. So here we are. Adventure awaits. On this episode, Travel Mom Vanessa joins us from her family's current big adventure on the Hawaiian island of Kauai. Welcome to the podcast, Vanessa.
Aloha, Shannon.
Aloha. Okay, so I think that gives a little hint of where her family's adventuring at the moment. But Vanessa, tell us where you are and tell us a little bit about yourself.
So right now I am in Kauai, which is one of the furthest west in the United States that you can go. There's lots of parts to Kauai. We're in what they call the South Shore. So we're in the sunny side because that's very important to me. Lots of sunshine. I'm Vanessa Fisk, and right now I am the founder of She Lives Aloha, which is a quarterly subscription kit for people who love Hawaii and all things tropical. Prior to that, I worked for Netflix and several technology companies. So right now I'm kind of stepping away from all the technology to simplify life a little bit. I also am here with my husband, who plays a big part of why I love Hawaii, as well as my three kids, a nine-year-old plus twins who are six, and we've brought along grandma too.
So. Oh, wow. So the whole gang is there.
Yes.
So I am so excited to hear about your adventure today. This is the first time that we've had someone who's like mid-adventure. I love the name of Vanessa's company. She is a self-proclaimed Hawaii addict. I love that. So you're in Hawaii for how long?
We are actually here for a month, and this is the longest I have actually vacationed anywhere. So this has been a whole new experience. And I have to tell you, it was my husband who actually back in September was like, why don't we go for a month? Weird to think about like leaving and going somewhere for a month. But once we decided to do it, oh my gosh, it was the best thing ever that he has suggested.
That is so cool. The love of Hawaii, where did that all begin?
I went on my first trip to Hawaii when I graduated from high school. And that was the thing. You would go to Oahu. And I remember liking it. I mean, I was away from home with my parents for the first time. I think you could drink at age 18 back then.
Aha!
And I went a couple other times, you know, early on in my life. But it wasn't till my husband and I came in 2006 on our engagement wedding planning trip. And we decided to get married not 2 miles from where we're staying right now.
Oh, how cool.
And so that's really, I think, where it started to really become my happy place and really signifies all that's good in my life, right?
Oh, that's so fantastic. And you're on the West Coast, so it's a little bit easier to get there than if we were flying from the East Coast.
It's only a 5-hour flight.
Yeah.
Versus right, 10 yeah. for you.
Especially with three kids. Woo! So how many times have you been to Hawaii?
I've started to lose count, but it's well almost to at least 20.
So is Kauai your favorite?
Kauai is my favorite, but it's not everybody's favorite because it's very quiet. There's a total of like 72,000 people here. And also a reason why we chose it during this crazy time.
Because right.
They've kept the islands very safe and secure.
How was planning different this time versus when you usually go?
Oh, it was horribly different in that sense. I mean, I really had to keep the end goal in mind. They were originally, Hawaii was supposed to open up, I want to say August 1st. And then they decided not to because cases were rising across the U.S. You have to understand the reason why. Like here on Kauai, there are 8 ICU beds. 8.
Oh, so, my goodness.
If you've not been to Hawaii before, now is not the time to come because it's not the Hawaii you would expect. On October 15th, Hawaii created what they call the Safe Travels Program. It allows you to take a COVID test prior to arrival and to avoid a 14-day quarantine. And you can't do this 14-day quarantine anywhere but a hotel or a property you own. So it really limits your options.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, they were exempting children from it, but now if they're over five, they all have to have tests. So The biggest anxiety, and I wrote a whole article about this, because we had to get six people tested with negative results and get on a plane. And I wasn't worried about what the test results were going to be, but I just was worried about getting the test results. My mom and I ended up going down to the local CVS. Our flight was at 8 a.m. on a Wednesday morning, and we got them at 5 p.m. on Tuesday. My husband and all the kids used this telehealth solution, which is a spit test, which was really great because my six-year-old girl did not want the nose, you know.
Right.
The spitting is not as easy as you would think it is. It took them each about 10 minutes to get enough in the pile. And we got those results also by 5 o'clock on Tuesday. But my number one piece of advice to people who are going is you need to plan your flights around your testing plan.
Mm.
And to be honest, I don't see the testing going away anytime soon. And in fact, even while we've been here, because they've opened up the island and people have flown without their test results, hoping to get them while they're in the air, people have arrived and they've been positive.
Oh my goodness, and had to turn around.
Well, they have to quarantine here, right? And that's still even hard, right? Because then you're going, was I on the flight? You know, it's not what paradise is about, right? Starting tomorrow, the Safe Travels and specifically Kauai is requiring that your test results be negative and in your hand before you board the plane.
Smart.
And so then I had to have backup plans. Like I had backup flights. I had a backup hotel reservation because we are staying at a house. And so if we did have to quarantine, I wanted some place to go. And the only way we can do this right now is because the hospitality industry has been so generous with cancellation fees and whatnot that I could make that juggle.
Goodness gracious. Well, but you're there. You got there and you still have weeks to go.
Yes. So
so that's fantastic. So you guys rented a house.
We did. And a house was important for us because if Hawaii went into any kind of lockdown, we have a house with a pool, someplace that the kids could self-contain. And I'm still worried about my mom. She's 78. So I wanted to make sure we were limiting, you know, our community involvement.
Super.
But I will say it is so nice to have a slice of normal. We have wonderful neighbors next door who have kids and a trampoline, and my kids are getting to play with them, and they've been very welcoming and really showing that aloha spirit. We could never have done this in a normal time. You know, my husband now has a fully remote job, so he was able to make the switch. The kids are distance learning, and bless them, getting up at 6 a.m. here in Hawaii time, right, to make their 8:30. And I will give credit. A lot of the teachers have been flexible and said, you know, the education they're going to get here is going to be better. We saw the other day at the beach, right? Poipu Beach has what they call the Hanus, the great sea turtles.
Oh.
And we watched a sea turtle walk back into the ocean the other day.
What are the things that you love, that the kids love, that y'all love doing as a family?
On Kauai, there is no doubt the beach is the central attraction. Poipu, where we're near, has some protected, and you'll find actually there's probably three or four on Kauai protected reefs where the kids can get used to snorkeling and still see fish and, you know,
cool.
And the excitement in their voices of seeing fish in the water with them for the first time is amazing.
Oh, that's right? So great.
So there's lots of beaches. And so I was talking about south and different parts. So up and what I would call the East and North Shore. We went miniature golfing the other day, but the interesting part about it is part of a botanical garden. So while the kids were miniature golfing, you could be learning about what all the plants were.
And, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, species. And I thought, that's just a great idea. And normally they have this huge, just recently redone playground that's amazing. But now because of social distancing, you have to have reservations. So we have a reservation to do that next weekend.
Oh, fun.
One of the big draws in Kauai is the Grand Canyon of Hawaii, and it's Waimea Canyon, and it's a stunning drive, amazing wonder. Why I love Kauai is it's lush and really green. That's, to me, that feeling of Hawaii. One of the programs we did last week, which is, again, amazingly fun thing, is you can actually adopt a dog for a day. You can go to the Kauai Humane Society and they let you take a dog on a field trip for a day. And they give you all the dog safe places you can take them. And you give the dog some love and some exposure and hope that he'll get adopted. So we had this adorable tripod called Raja, and she was the sweetest thing. If I didn't have two dogs at home, I would think about taking her home, because you can. They will help you bring the dog home if you would like.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's such a great idea. In normal times, are there some other things that you love doing there that you would share with folks?
Yeah. One of them is they call the Fern Grotto, and you can take a river cruise down through this Fern Grotto, and it ends up at a waterfall, and they do the aloha, the music, and the hula while...
Oh, fun!
It is still running. It's just running on certain days. And that's what you'll find right now is, and restaurants too, shortened hours. Like Wednesday when we arrived, we struggled to find takeout that night just because restaurants are operating like Thursdays to Sundays. For older kids, there are zip lining. And then a favorite that I've done, probably better during the summer because the water's cold, is you can go down the old sugar cane tunnels on tubes.
Oh, wow. That's neat.
And then yesterday, my mom and I took a tour of a coffee plantation. Kauai actually has the largest coffee farm in the United States. Kauai Coffee has like 3,000 acres. And I think if my kids were a little older and a little stronger swimmers, I would look at taking one of the Nepali coast charters, because what people don't realize, Kauai is a huge film location. Jurassic Park, I think The Descent, go down the list, right?
Right.
Because it's got some shoreline that you can only access from boat. Adults like to do the helicopter tours as well as the rum tasting. So we haven't made it yet to Kaloa rum, which is one of my favorite. We're trying to slip out with grandma here. We can get a little bit of a date night here and there. But again, if people want to visit the Big Island, that's the thing about Hawaii in general, is that people should research what area, because each area is very different, right? If you go to Honolulu, Waikiki's, they talk about this being the San Francisco of Hawaii. Lots of high rises. It's not going to be the expected. You know, Maui's probably my second favorite. It just gets a little busier. A lot of family trips there, especially Kanapali, but a lot to do too. I'm hoping to replicate what we've been doing with this month in Kauai, eventually with a month on each of the islands.
Well, Vanessa, thank you so much for being here today and just giving us a little taste of your business and your adventure and just giving us a little aloha.
As our word of the week would be mahalo nui loa, which is thank you very much.
Oh, and mahalo.
So, so that's one of the things you can also find on our site, is we always do a word of the week for Mindful Mondays.
I love that. Well, mahalo, Vanessa. And aloha.
Aloha.
Mahalo for joining us, Vanessa, and aloha. There's an overview of the episode in the show notes. Head over to the podcast section of the Kiki's Big Adventures website for all the specifics from this episode and lots more travel planning tips. Look forward to traveling together again on the next episode. Adventure awaits.